Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Hiding with Christ is the safest place to be. If anyone is to go into captivity he will go. If anyone is to be killed with the sword he will be killed. This calls for patient endurance and faithfulness on the part of the saints. Revelation 13:10. To say that something boomeranged means that what you intended to send somewhere else has instead come back to haunt you. In the case of the enemies of God and his people, all the enmity that they can muster against the forces of righteousness will boomerang. They will suffer at the hands of their own weapons. William Milligan offers these words of comfort for Christians threatened by suffering and opposition. Walk with William Milligan, a Scottish minister and educator in the 19th century. Nothing can harm the life that is hidden with Christ in God, but the saints may still be troubled, persecuted, and killed, as were the witnesses of chapter 11, by the beast that was given power to make war and to conquer them. Such is the thought that leads to the words which we now consider. If anyone is to go into captivity he will go. If anyone is to be killed with the sword he will be killed. In the great law of God, consolation is given to the persecuted. Their enemies would lead them into captivity, but a worse captivity awaits themselves. They would kill with the sword, but with a sharper sword than that of human power, they shall themselves be killed. Is there not enough in that to inspire the saints with faith and patience? Well, may they endure with unfailing hearts when they remember who is on their side, for God is just. He will pay back trouble to those who trouble you. 2 Thessalonians 1:6. Today's New Testament reading is Revelation chapter 13, verses 1b through 10.
It had 10 horns and 7 heads, with 10 crowns on its horns, and on each head a blasphemous name. The beast I saw resembled a leopard, but had feet like those of a bear and a mouth like that of a lion. The dragon gave the beast his power and his throne and great authority. One of the heads of the beast seemed to have had a fatal wound, but the fatal wound had been healed. The whole world was filled with wonder and followed the beast. People worshipped the dragon because he had given authority to the beast, and they also worshipped the beast and asked, "Who is like the beast? Who can wage war against it?" The beast was given a mouth to utter proud words and blasphemies and to exercise its authority for 42 months. It opened its mouth to blaspheme God and to slander his name and his dwelling place and those who live in heaven. It was given power to wage war against God's holy people and to conquer them. And it was given authority over every tribe, people, language, and nation. All inhabitants of the earth will worship the beast, all whose names have not been written in the Lamb's Book of Life, the Lamb who was slain from the creation of the world. Whoever has ears, let them hear. If anyone is to go into captivity they will go. If anyone is to be killed with the sword they will be killed. This calls for patient endurance and faithfulness on the part of God's people.
If God is for us, and he is, who can be against us? Romans 8:31. The enemy's attempts at sabotage will boomerang to his own destruction. The believer in Christ will enjoy a well-deserved rest. So, take heart. Hiding with Christ in God is the safest place to be.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.